Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
In your physical body, you have some limitations. Your natural physical body has limitations. So I'm sitting here in a chair right now. I'm very aware. I can feel the chair underneath me. I can pick up my coffee cup. This is all on the natural. But like, I can't be in Hawaii right now in my physical body because I'm here. I have a physical restraint on me, okay, because of the way my physical body is. So unless my spirit empowers my body to go somewhere else, it is limited. It can't bilocate, okay? The soul in some measure can, okay, because in your imagination. So like, we used to live in Hawaii when we were at YWAM. So I remember it. So in my memory, I can remember YWAM in Hawaii. So I can close my eyes and I can, in my mind's eye, I can be in Hawaii. So my soul is a little bit, has a little bit more freedom than the physical body. I can think outside my physical body. Okay. But it still has limitation. But my spirit, man, it hasn't got those limitations. So I can literally be bilocated. And we see this in John 3 again with Jesus explaining to Nicodemus. And I'm sure that, I'm sure Doug has already taught you this, but let's just look in John 3 at the new birth. And Nicodemus just isn't getting it. He says, I don't get how this works. Like being born again, like how can a grown man go back into his mother's womb and get born again? And of course, Jesus wasn't talking about the natural. He was talking about the spiritual, the unseen dimension. And he said, if I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And then he says, no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. I just read that out of the King James Version. So Jesus is standing in the earthly realm talking to the physical person of Nicodemus. Okay. But he's saying to Nicodemus, no one has ascended into heaven, but he who descended from heaven, me, the Son of Man, who is in heaven. So he's basically saying to Nicodemus, I know I'm here with you right now, but I'm actually in heaven too, because I am in heaven. I am in heaven, but I'm here with you right now. So Jesus lives simultaneously in two realms, the heavenly realm and the earthly realm. And so do you. You might not be aware of that, but you are living in two realms. That's why when the scripture tells you that you are seated in heavenly places in Christ, that you actually are. Where though? In your spirit man. Your spirit man is already seated there. Now in John 5, we see Jesus saying that he only would do the things that he saw his Father do. Well, we know where the Father lives because he taught us to pray, your kingdom, or our Father who lives in heaven, holy is his name, okay? And so our Father who lives in heaven. So we know if he's seeing his Father do things, he's got to have that connection to heaven, right? So because he only did in the earth what he saw in heaven. So there was this connection between heaven and earth, and between who he was in the physical and who he was in the spirit. And that same connection is what you walk in. So in the spirit realm, in new creation realities, what makes it real in our experience is our belief in the truth. That's where it starts. So the first thing is to agree with the scripture and say, I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ. I might not even be really aware of it right now. I'm not feeling any heavenly essence around me right now, but I just believe because my faith tells me that this is my reality. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ. So your first step to walking in the reality of it is to, number one, understand your bilocation. And then number two, to believe what the scripture says about your positioning. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.